Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The leaders of the European Union's 28 member states are continuing negotiations in Brussels, seeking to break the deadlock over who should fill the bloc's top jobs. Several Central European countries and Italy are opposed to the Dutch socialist Frans Timmermans to head the European Commission. Gavin Lee is in Brussels.
It's the third day of this special meeting with all 28 leaders to decide what's become almost an impossible Rubik's Cube. 17 hours of negotiations so far, choosing these new top jobs, who ultimately the top job itself, who will be the next European Commission president, a salary basic of €306,000, a team of 30,000 people under you, and a seat at the leaders' table, along with the president of the European Council, the president of the European Parliament, the foreign affairs chief, and the head of the European Central Bank. They're trying to balance politics, geography, the size of countries, the experience that countries have had within the EU, and ultimately, for 3 days, they haven't got a solution.
There have been notes of discord, too, at the first session of the new European Parliament in Strasbourg. A group of British MEPs from the new Brexit Party did not stand up for a live performance of the European anthem. On being admonished, they stood up and turned their backs. Adam Fleming has more details from Brussels.
I don't think any action will be taken against them. I don't think it's a breach of protocol here in the European Parliament or the rules. I think the other MEPs might suspect it's a little bit of bad manners. How the Brexit Party themselves describe it is that it's cheerful defiance. They say they don't want to be here because they wanted the UK to have left by now. But if they have to be here, they're going to play nicely, but not too nicely.
Torrential rain in India's financial capital, Mumbai, has left at least 18 people dead and caused massive disruption to the city's transport system. Officials say it's the heaviest deluge the city has experienced in more than a decade. Schools are closed and the authorities have declared a public holiday, urging people to stay indoors. The mother of a Ugandan man who died in police detention has won $6,500 in compensation 11 years after lodging her complaint. Catherine Bierihanga reports from Kampala.
In 2007, Ronald Bichahaga was at a video hall in a town just outside the capital when he was arrested by the police. He was then beaten, left with injuries, and found dead the following morning. His mother, Joyce Bichahaga Namata, filed a civil suit against the government the following year, but it could prove difficult for her to receive the money. An Auditor General's report for the year ending 2018 showed the government owed nearly $180 million in court awards.
BBC World News.